A puh guard on your phone.
A what guard?
A puh.
It's called a spoffle.
It's easy to recognize you.
It protects against plosives. The explosive.
What's it called?
Expletive. It's either called a mic shield or a, well, you can call it a puh guard if you want, but a spoffle or a mic shield.
A spoffle?
What like would you call it?
A puh guard is good.
It's actually, I think Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie made that word up on radio, and it got into the dictionary. Spoffle.
Like a Santorum.
Is that a made up word?
A frothy mixture.
It's a made up. I mean, it's not a made up word. I think it's an actual action. It's an action term.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's not go into this. I can almost see where it's going.
You can Google it. It's actually. What is it? Was he a senator or some shit?
Yeah.
Hated some U.S. senator hated the gays, so the gays took it, took his name, and used it
as a sexual.
Yes.
In the most gay way. Awesome. The power of language.
In a very graphic
power
manner.
Of language.
We're in the corridors of the convention center. Everybody's bagged up. Well, most people are bagged up. They're at least badged up. And now they're just kind of, I don't know what they're doing. They're all slinking off somewhere. There's probably parties that I don't know about.
Registration.
They're still registering.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Man, it's going on
today's
and on.
Today's the bonus day. Like, you're not even supposed to register until tomorrow, but they're like, we received a surge. And I was like, that's what she said. So,
who are you? Where are you from? What's your Twitter name?
My name is Harper. I'm from Chicago. My Twitter name is Harper.
I'm Jeremy. I'm from Boulder. My Twitter name is Penguin.
I'm Jordan from Chicago. My Twitter name is Sneakstar.
And going back around, why are you here? Why are you at South by Southwest?
I've asked myself the same question for years.
How many times have you been here?
3 or 4. I have a hard time with dates, so I'm not sure if I started in 2007 or 2008. But I'm not an old.
No, it's 25 years old.
Yeah, but I feel like every time I'm here, I've been here for 100 years at the end.
Yeah, it kind of does that. I'm a bit worried because I feel a little bit like that now, and it's not started.
I know, and they haven't even started drinking, which I'm a little worried about as well. I'm here to talk to people that are doing startups and talk to them about just what they're doing. And I came here on a journey of hope. And I'm on a personal vision quest to figure out what I'm doing with my life. And
now you're in your flow. You're in the groove.
Well, I forgot about the vision quest until just now. And so that's how I started about talking about hope, which is really hard to maintain your.
You've got to be
quest.
In the zone to have the vision.
Well, as any of these guys can attest, I've been on this vision quest for a while. This has been a wild vision quest. But
what's vision quest in your day job?
Yes, actually, it is. I was a CTO of a company called Threadless for many years.
And I know Threadless. And a friend of mine bought most of your T-shirts.
Oh, that happens.
There's that guy in every neighborhood.
There is, actually. Yeah. We had a bunch of those people. There's actually a woman who bought every T-shirt, like legitimately every single version of a T-shirt she bought. But so I left there in 2009, and since then I've been vision questing. And
this is for the next big thing.
Well, not necessarily the next big thing, just the next thing that'll blow my mind. This is my second South by Southwest during this vision quest. It's been a long vision quest. And this one is looking for hope.
Okay.
So I'm looking.
Hope you find hope, because it sounds like he's getting desperate.
I'm not desperate. Just I need hope.
That's with three E's in the need.
Maybe a little bit of Skrilla inside of the need there.
Did you vote for hope, or were you just...
I voted for change, and that just didn't happen.
And the hope didn't come along.
No, I mean, I hoped the change would happen. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
I think hope's been bought out by Diebold, so anything you vote for.
I don't think it was Diebold. I think hope has been bought out by some dollar bills, so that's what I'm trying to get into.
sell that vision quest to the highest bidder.
Fuck yeah, dude. You can sponsor this vision quest.
Excellent.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Ex-Seismica. There are only ex-Seismicas now.
Yes, they turned it into some sort of like social media douchebaggery platform.
What is
But it used to be.
It was a video conversational platform.
Were you a video conversationalist?
I was a video conversationalist.
He was good. He used to tear his trousers off and stuff.
Yeah, my fixie ripped my pants off. Yeah.
Wow, forgot about you.
I actually started talking to you today because he's the only other guy on wheels in the form of self-powered. He's got a longboard, I've got my scooter. But why are you here, apart from longboarding? Because I haven't actually seen you on it yet.
Because free beer tastes better in Texas.
It's a free beer, so there will be free beer.
I'm afraid so. You come back in the fall and people charge you for drinks and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Terrible. It's also way colder.
And not as blurry.
I couldn't tell.
It's not as blurry in the fall.
Yeah, it's way less blurry. Why is Austin so?
So you are literally just here for the free beer, no vision quest.
I'm on a smaller vision quest. The end of mine will probably come a little bit sooner. I mean, I have more hope. Because like I brought the hope to Austin, so maybe I'll share a little
good,
bit.
Good.
But don't dilute his vision quest, man.
I have a healthy hope appetite. Hopeite.
Finally, what have you got a real reason for being here?
I'm just here to see what's up or what's what. Maybe I might be pre-vision questing, figuring out what my vision quest will eventually be.
Take it easy, yeah. Pace yourself into that vision quest.
Exactly. Well, taking my time, figuring out what my vision quest is going to even be.
What's your day job?
My day job is I work for a software consulting company.
Okay.
And then my startup is a company called Pegmo.
What does your startup do?
It's achievement lists for brands and businesses and people. So it's launching probably in 3 weeks. Not at South by Southwest. We're launching after South by Southwest.
How does that work?
Basically, people set up achievements, or pegs as we call them, for their favorite brands, local businesses, or themselves, and they share them with their friends, and then their friends do their pegs, and then as they do them, like, they progress kind of along. It's like a layer of game on top of life, like a meta game of life.
A meta game of life.
Yeah.
Is that the subtag?
Not really.
Should be now.
It should be, except that nobody understands it except people.
The meta game is like, yeah, you're right. We do have a problem selling to people that speak this language. How are you going to reach outside of this to people actually living a normal life?
I have no idea yet.
Make it law. Force them.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to come up with a funny cartoon character and maybe sell it to kids.
Clowns seem to work. They used to scare people, but now they...
A little bi, kind of like polar right there. If you go to clowns, you're gonna like reject everybody or
polar bears as well. So, what about having a clown polar bear? What would it be called? You're the man with the
clown polar bear.
Yep,
probably. No, that's what it'd be called.
Oh, right. A clown a bear or
no, because you're gonna
or
see
a clown.
And you're just gonna be like, why is that polar bear dressed like a clown?
You gotta call him
because it's to sell things to kids.
You're gonna call him Chuckles McChilly because it has to be marketable to a large
this vision quest you've on. I've just given you the animal.
No, that's not
the
an
wild
animal.
Beast. You'll dream of that tonight.
No,
does your vision
no.
quest have a power animal?
I'm looking for a totem.
That's the word I was trying to remember.
I'm hoping that someone accidentally slips me just a boatload of fucking peyote. And then, like, I'm going to wake up...
Just a boatload.
I'm going to wake up on Tuesday with my new friend, like, some, like... I don't know. Probably like, some rainbow kid or some homeless guy. I'm going to be like, do you guys like my orangutan? Or whatever. It's going to be rough.
Like, that is a small Vietnamese boy. Yeah, yeah, like, yes, my orangutan.
If he starts drinking and shooting blue lasers from his facial hair, then you're definitely having a castanada moment.
I usually prefer my Vietnamese boys not to have facial hair.
Well said.
I usually prefer my press interviews not to be legally actionable, but that's just me.
Wait, is this the press?
Well, there we go. That's inside the minds of the attendees of South by Southwest. You see what you're missing?